Chazar is Zechanish Shabbat Chesel Shagam Ravim Yehudim Zechaz Eirim Daf Samad Ches. Rabbi Bar Avchanan asked Abai, how can it be that two great people like yourself and Rabbi both live in a chutzar and a movi that had no Eirv or Shituf? Abai said, what are we going to do? It's not proper for Rabbi to go around and collect the food for the Eirv, and I'm too busy learning to do so. The other residents obviously don't care. What can be done is for me to take bread and acquire it for everybody and use that as the Eirv. The problem with that is that I can't truly give it to them because Abai didn't have enough food to just give it away. So it wouldn't have a din of a true Eirv. Rabbi Chanan asked, why don't you use a revias of vinegar from one of the barrels that's sitting in storage anyway? Abai answered, to do so, we'd have to resort to relying on Breira, because if some of the vinegar is used, we'll have to say that the Eirv is made with the vinegar that remains. And Abai says that it shouldn't be done. Mari asked, Abai says that we can use stored items for an Eirv. Rabbi Shaya said, the first Abai follows Beishamai, and the second Abai follows Beis Hillel. Meshamai say that store items should not be used because they don't hold a brayer, but still say that store items could be used because they do hold a brayer. Mar says, with an 8-day-old baby whose hot water spilled out on Shabbos, Rava said, before we tell a guy to heat up the water for the baby, because hot water is needed to bathe the baby after his bris to prevent danger to his life, sakonas nefashos. So Rava said, ask the mother if she needs hot water for herself as well, and if she does, the guy can just cook up a larger pot of water. Mishashi asked, the mother is eating dates, meaning she's perfectly healthy, so how can you allow the guy to heat up water for her? Rava said, it could be that she's so sick that she doesn't even realize what she's eating, but is truly not healthy enough to be eating the dates. It was an 8-day-old baby whose hot water spilled out on Shabbos. Rava had hot water in his house, but Rava's house was in a neighboring chatzer with an entrance in between, but no air was made between the chatzeres. Rava said, move the items of my house away from the entrance, so that there's no risk that they will be mistakenly carried out into the chatzer, and I will then relinquish my rights in the chatzer to the neighboring chatzer, so that they can come and get the hot water for the baby. Ravana asked him, Shmuel said, you're not allowed to relinquish your rights to the people of another chatzer. Rava said, I hold Rabbi Yochanan, who says you're allowed to do this. Ravana asked, but if you don't hold like Shmuel, then you should have the other chatzer relinquish the rights back to you after they took the water, after they got the water, because Rav says that may be done, even though but Shmuel argues, but if you don't hold like Shmuel, Rav says you can do that. Rav said, with regard to this, then I do hold like Shmuel. For acting more, seemingly the reason why Shmuel says that you can't relinquish rights back after they've been relinquished to him is because he holds that once you have relinquished your rights, is as if you're no longer in this chutzner. And to relinquish your rights back would mean that you're relinquishing rights to someone who's really in a different chutzner. So how could you hold over this halacha of Shmuel but not hold the first one? They're connected. Mara says, the reason Shmuel holds the rights cannot be relinquished back is simply because he feels that doing so would make a joke of this whole gezerah. It's not connected to the last halacha because now it's a different chutzner. Mara says, Rav says that you're allowed to relinquish rights and then have the rights relinquished back to you after you're done. Shmuel says that one who relinquishes rights may not have those rights relinquished back to him at that Shabbos. Mari asks, maybe we can say that they argue the machalik between Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer. They argue whether one who relinquishes rights in a chatzar also relinquishes rights in his house. Rabbi Eliezer says he does, and Rabban says he does not. We can say that Rav holds up the Rabban, and since he has not relinquished all rights, he may get them back. And Shmuel holds up Rabbi Eliezer, and since he has given up all rights, he may not get them back. Mari says, no, this is not necessarily true. Rav can even hold like Rabbi Eliezer. He would say that one who gives up the rights to his house, when one gives up rights to his house, he does so because no one would live in a house without a chotzer. But it could be that he still gets those rights back. Shmuel can also hold like the Rabbanan. He would say that one who relinquishes the rights that he specifically gives up. However, what he doesn't give up is totally removed from him, and therefore he can't get them back on Shabbos. Rav Acher bar Chanan, the name Rav Sheisha, said maybe the argument machleik between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the following case: if one relinquishes rights in the chotzer and then carried something into the chotzer, Rav Meir says whether it was done b'shoygeg or mezid, he has taken his rights back. Rav Yehuda says if it was done b'shoygeg, he has not taken his rights back. If it was done b'mezid, he has. Rav must hold like Rav Meir, which is why even b'shoygeg gets his rights back. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which is why he doesn't get his rights back when it was done b'shoygeg. Rav Acher bar Tachlif, in the name of Rava, said it could be that all would hold that there was no relinquishing rights back after they were relinquished. Machleik between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is whether we're goyzer the case of shoygeg or to a case of mezid. Rav Ashi said that Rav and Shmuel do argue in the machleik between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanu mentioned above that we tried to fit in the first option. The Mishnah said, "Omer Rabbi Gamliel, ma'is v'tzaduki echad shehaya dar imanu." Mar asked, the Mishnah made no mention of a tzaduki. Why is Rabbi Gamliel making mention of a tzaduki over here? Mar says there are words missing in the Mishnah. Chsur mechser v'achitani. It should say that the Tanakama holds that a tzaduki is like a goy, and relinquishing rights to him will not help because he's like a goy. Relinquishing his rights will not help because he's like a goy. Rabbi Gamliel says he's not like a goy. Rabbi Gamliel then says a story in which the tzaduki relinquished his rights, and Rabbi Gamliel's father told them to use the chatzah before the tzaduki so that he should not be able to take his rights back. Rabbi Gamliel shows that this is taka the correct reading of the Mishnah as well.